This is part one, Healing the Wounded Child, a guided visualization to release trauma connected with circumcision. Find a relaxing place to lie down where you will be undisturbed for the next 15 minutes. Put your phone on airplane mode and have a box of tissue handy. Begin by closing your eyes and taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Perhaps the biggest breaths you've taken all day. Start to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Inhale, take a nice deep breath. And on the exhale, make an audible sigh, really letting the day go. Feel free to do this for a couple more breaths, breathing in deeply and exhaling with a loud sigh. Now direct your awareness down to your body and begin to make a shift from being solely in your thinking mind to include the feeling sensations in the body. Wiggle your toes and feel the sensations and shape of your feet. Stretch your legs, your arms, your hands. Notice where your back body makes contact with the bed or the floor. Sense the support under you. Notice if you feel a tightness or an openness anywhere, or if there's an area of your body that feels hot or cold. Just noticing what is present in the body. Continue breathing in slowly and breathing out gently. Now soften the lines of the forehead. Relax the skin around your eyes, your cheeks, and release any tension held around the mouth. Let the tongue and jaw relax. Breathe in slowly and breathe out gently. Now allow the muscles in your neck to relax and feel your shoulders softening and sinking. Feel the chest and belly relax. Sense all the muscles of your back melting deeper and deeper into the floor or bed. Relax the hips and the base of the body, your butt, your anus, your perineum, and all the muscles of the pelvic floor. Feel the relaxation traveling down your thighs, through your knees, your calves, into your ankles, your feet, and into each and every toe. Breathing in slowly, breathing out gently. If you still feel any residual tension in your body, focus on that area and breathe into it, releasing the tension with the out-breath. Direct the tension to drain out of the body through the tips of the toes. Imagine that there's a great magnet in the center of the earth that's drawing all the stress and tension out of your body. Now create a picture in your mind of a place where you feel safe, calm, and relaxed. You might picture a room where you felt safe as a child or a place you feel safe now. If nothing comes to mind, create a special sanctuary in your imagination right now. Allow your imagination to decorate the room. Picture all the details, including the styles of the furniture, the windows, and any special objects. Notice if there are any smells present, perhaps from a crackling fireplace or a mug of hot tea? Can you hear any sounds in your sanctuary? Now find a cozy chair in the room and imagine you're sitting in this big, comfy chair wrapped in a fluffy blanket that's your favorite color. This is a magic blanket that keeps you safe and protected. In this place, no harm can come to you. Continue to breathe in long, slow breaths. It's time to heal the trauma you've been carrying, perhaps even unconsciously, for many years. To begin, we're going to start by healing your infant self that experienced the circumcision. Your inner child needs a loving, caring ally, and you have everything you need to heal this aspect of yourself. If at any time during this meditation you feel overwhelmed, you can pause the recording and interlock your thumbs and place them at the center of your chest with your palms against your body so that your hands form the shape of a butterfly. Then begin to gently tap your fingertips against your chest, soothing yourself. You can tap either one side at a time or both sides at once. While in this position, allow the feelings to continue to surface. Inhale through the nose to the count of four, and exhale through the mouth to a count of seven. Do this whenever you need to. You're now going to imagine that you're sitting in the cozy chair as the witness self. The witness self is not identified with our experiences or stories or with the ego at all, but perceives with complete neutrality from a place of pure consciousness. Now call upon this witness self to embody you, resting your present day self within the witness. From here, visualize another aspect of yourself, your inner child. Visualize this child directly in front of you and imagine time rewinding. He grows younger and younger until you are holding your infant self right after he underwent the circumcision in your lap. Wrap him in your arms with the magic blanket covering you both. Let him know everything is going to be okay. Tell him he did nothing wrong and how much you love him. Tell him he didn't deserve what happened, that it was wrong and that he is not broken. Tell him how terribly sorry you are that he had to experience this and that you are with him now and he is not alone, that he is safe and secure. Breathing slowly and gently, tell him how much you love him and that everything is going to be okay. You may feel anger, grief, shock, fear, sadness, or remorse. Feel it. Resist the urge to minimize or rationalize the impact of your circumcision and allow all feelings to arise. Breathing in slowly, breathing out gently. Let yourself experience the physical sensations of the emotions for a few moments. Now whisper to the baby, I love you. I'll protect you. I'll keep you safe. I love you. I'll protect you. I'll keep you safe. Hold him. Caress his head and back. Kiss him. Cry with him. Tell him he's not alone. Continue to give your inner child compassion and care. Breathing in slowly. Breathing out gently. Now visualize a violet light shining down and enveloping this child and beginning to slowly transmute all the pain and trauma. With compassion and forgiveness, you release the fear. With compassion and forgiveness, you release all shock. With compassion and forgiveness, you release the anger. With compassion and forgiveness, you release the grief. With compassion and forgiveness, you release blame and all trauma associated with this event. Remember, if at any time you feel overwhelmed by emotion, you can slow down the process with the butterfly hug and the 4-7 breath count. Take as long as you'd like to feel these childhood memories, allowing the violet light to clear and heal them, knowing that your inner child feels safe and secure in your arms. Tell him that he never needs to feel pain, shame, or fear around this ever again. Bring kindness and a smile to the inner child. Feel the trauma being transformed into positive, vibrant energy. Notice how the trauma disappears. And notice the sense of lightness and freedom that takes its place. Repeat out loud the following. I hereby release all trauma associated with my circumcision and forgive my parents, the medical staff, and anyone who was part of this procedure for my highest good. Tell your infant son that all is well and he is loved. And now imagine as you hold him against your chest, he begins to shrink. He becomes smaller and smaller until he merges into your heart center. Place a hand in the center of your chest and smile. Knowing this healing is complete. Return your awareness to the present, noticing the sensations in the body and the environment around you. You can give your legs a stretch and your fingers a wiggle as you slowly open your eyes, coming back to waking consciousness. You can end here or go directly into the second part of this meditation.